This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Cooch Behar in West Bengal today for election campaigning. At the Cooch Behar Ras Mela ground, he will campaign in support of BJP candidates contesting on 8 seats of Cooch Behar district and 5 seats of Alipurduar district. Ahead of the Prime Minister's arrival, the Ras Mela ground have been wrapped in a blanket of security. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in 4 states and 1 union territory. Prominent political party leaders are leading election rallies in different parts of poll-bound states. Addressing a public meeting in Thiruvalla yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, "The safety of Indians, especially those from Keralam in West Asia, is a top priority of his government."
Gulf countries ke netaon se main lagatar sampark mein hu. वहां की सरकारों से हम लगातार बात कर रहे हैं. मैं आप सभी परिजनों को आश्वस्त करता हूं, आपके परिवारजन भले ही आपसे दूर हो लेकिन वो अकेले नहीं है. भारत सरकार इन देशों में रह रहे हर भारतीय के साथ है.
Mr. Modi said, "The government's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during these difficult times." He added that Keralam is ready for a historic transformation and that people's immense faith in the NDA is visible across the state. In Tamil Nadu, election fever is running high with door-to-door campaigning and road shows are being held for garnering votes. In a surprise announcement yesterday, the leader of VCK, a long-time ally of the DMK, has said that he will not be contesting in this assembly elections. The party was allocated 8 seats in the Secular Democratic Alliance. DMK chief M.K. Stalin was at Sankaran Kovil and Mudukulathur campaigning for Secular Democratic Alliance. Union Minister of State and BJP candidate Dr. L. Murugan told the media at Coimbatore that the state needed a double-engine government so that state's growth is not affected and people wanted more opportunities to flourish. AIADMK General Secretary E. Palaniswamy campaigning at Thiruvannamalai assured that farmers' loans will be cancelled if they come to power and alleged the mishandling of issues by the DMK government. The Election Commission of India, ECI, removed Atanu Chakraborty, senior assistant of the Panihati Assembly constituency in West Bengal today, and issued a show cause notice for misconduct and dereliction of duty. This action follows reports of Chakraborty's involvement in political activities of the specific party, which the commission took into cognizance. In a separate incident, the commission initiated discipline reaction against the inspector in charge of Behrampur, Murshidabad district for dereliction of duty. This follows reports of unlawful obstruction during the election campaign and nomination process of senior Congress leader and former MP Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary. Additionally, the ECR has initiated action against 4 Trinamool Congress TMC leaders in connection with the same incident. The conflict in West Asia has entered another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. In one of the most alarming developments, a projectile struck near the perimeter of Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant on Saturday, killing a member of the facility's physical protection unit and damaging an auxiliary building. The International Atomic Energy Agency, citing Iranian authorities, confirmed the incident and said there was no increase in radiation levels following the strike. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump has given a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump reminded Iran that it had 10 days to either make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait on 26th of March. He warned Iran that it has mere 48 hours before facing severe consequences. And that is the end of this news bulletin.